This sitting mindfulness practice allows us to develop ever more subtle awareness of our experiences, starting with a very concrete thing like breathing and working our way up to thoughts. As with any exercise, don't expect miraculous results right away. It takes time, practice, and patience. Begin by getting in a comfortable position, ideally with your spine naturally straight so that you can breathe freely. And if you need to, you might do sort of some pre-fidgeting. Go ahead and stretch or move around so that you'll be settled in and comfortable and not have to worry about your body for a few minutes. And just allow yourself permission to be here right now and notice your experiences. All the other demands of your life can wait just a few minutes. We'll start with the breath as a way of anchoring our attention and allowing our attention to settle in one place. As best you can, notice the physical sensations of breathing. Not thinking about your breathing or imagining your breathing, but as best you can, just noticing the sensations. Feeling the rising and falling of the stomach. Or maybe resting your attention around the nostrils, noticing that the air is a little bit cooler when you inhale and a little bit warmer when you exhale. And chances are your brain's gonna get a little bored and wanna entertain itself with all kinds of thoughts or noticing other things. And that's okay. Don't struggle with yourself. Just notice when that happens. Celebrate that you became aware of that. Gently bring your attention back to the breath. There's actually a lot of things going on in the breathing, but our thoughts often tell us there's not much to see there. See if you can remain open to what you're actually experiencing as you're breathing. And naturally, thoughts will come up, things will distract you. Try not to battle with them or push them away. Just notice that they're there. They may even remain there. But keep bringing your attention over and over again to feeling your breath. Because the breath is both conscious and unconscious, it's a good opportunity to notice how we respond with self-consciousness and how it can interfere with things. Maybe you start noticing that it's funny to control your breath, and yet your breath also just happens naturally by itself. If you've had a history of losing your breath, maybe from asthma, might even be some anxiety feelings as you notice your breath. All this is part of the practice, not things to be fought with or pushed away, but opportunities for noticing. How do we respond when things get difficult? See if you can just stay present with it and watch how it tends to change with time. And next, we're going to expand our awareness from just the breath to include our entire body. Often we go through life as if we're just sort of a brain with a body dangling underneath. See if you can come into your entire body and feel the entire body at once as best you can. If it helps, you might even start off by visualizing that as you breathe in, the air sort of expands out to fill your entire body. As in a sense it is, since your lungs are taking in the oxygen and the bloodstream is taking it all through the body. It's possible that there may be a place in your body that's particularly uncomfortable or maybe in pain, or maybe just an itch. Our usual way of dealing with that would be to push it down or ignore it or pretend it's not there or get frustrated. See if you can keep an open mind as best you can, even if for just a few moments. See if you can dip your toe into the sensation, sort of look at it as if you were a scientist, just noticing. Even if it's pain, it probably waxes and wanes, comes and goes, sharp and dull. See if you can just explore it for a moment and just watch what happens. Maybe you notice an itch suddenly comes up. Certainly you can scratch it if you need to, but you might also experiment with just staying with it for a moment and watching. May get a little worse at first. Typically it levels off and passes away on its own. See if you can just notice that, separate out thoughts and feelings about it. So for the next few moments, anchoring your attention with a broad awareness of your entire body all at once, and choosing, if you like, to move into specific sensations that may be grabbing for your attention before coming back to the entire body again. And again, being kind to yourself if you notice that your attention has wandered off. And just bring it back to where you'd like it to be. And next, I'm going to let go of awareness of body sensations and shift awareness to the sense of hearing, bringing that same kind of attention to sounds that may be coming to our ears right now. So just take a moment to notice what sounds are present. And as best you can, instead of straining to hear, just allow the sound waves to come to you. And notice their qualities, how loud they are, the pitch, the tone, maybe any oscillations going on. And you may find yourself immediately labeling sounds like clock ticking or a car outside. See if you can notice when that happens. And as best you can, sort of set the labeling aside. See if you can more directly experience the actual sounds that are present. Sometimes automatic labeling can shut off openness to what's really going on. So see if you can set it aside for now and just notice the sounds. And as best you can, remain open to other sounds you may not have noticed right away. Maybe the sound of your own breath. Maybe a far-off sound that you hadn't noticed before. Maybe some subtle harmony happening. And see if you can notice when you're thinking about the sounds or if your mind just wanders off. And gently bring your awareness back to the sounds again. Just noticing sounds that are happening right now, moment to moment. And next, we're going to let go of sounds. And the final exercise is going to be to see if we can catch a glimpse of our own thoughts. So ask yourself right now, what thoughts are coming and going in my mind? See if you can notice what those thoughts are. And see if you can remain open to even subtle thoughts like, I'm not thinking anything right now. Oh, that might just be a thought. If you find it useful, you might use visualization to help you catch sight of some thoughts. So you might imagine yourself sitting in a movie theater and thoughts are coming up on a screen, coming and going. Or you might imagine that normally we're inside our thoughts, as if we are standing in a waterfall and the thoughts like water are constantly cascading over us. See if you can step behind the waterfall, so to speak. Notice what the thoughts are as they go by instead of being lost inside of them. And again, for this exercise, we're just practicing noticing how things are right now. So not necessarily trying to change them or answer back every thought or fix it right now. First, developing the ability to notice what thoughts are already here. See if you can catch when you get lost in your thoughts and step back, so to speak, and notice what the thoughts are. And see if you can stay open to more subtle aspects, maybe just pieces of thoughts, or maybe your thoughts are more like images or colors. Just as best you can, staying open to noticing what's going on right now, moment to moment, with your thoughts. Just a few more moments, noticing what thoughts are in your mind. And finally, now letting go of that exercise. Maybe taking a couple of deep breaths and bringing your awareness back to the rest of the room, allowing your eyes to come open if they've been closed, and moving your body around if you need to. And again, just noticing this transition as you bring more of this awareness to the rest of your day.